AM 1490.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull tonight, joined by Tim Cutting. The Dream Team is back together as we come to you live from Sydney High School. It's the Sydney Football Warriors hosting the number one team in the state in New York State Class C this week, Susquehanna Valley. So I want to welcome you all into the Butler Auto pregame show, of course brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And Cutter, it's good to be back. It's been a few weeks. This is weird. During football, we're normally together all the time, but here we are back again.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, Nate. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be an interesting ball game that we're going to see tonight. You know, Sydney's found that since they left the confines of the friendly confines of the D division, that the C guys aren't that nice up here. So they've had two losses back to back, and tonight their foe is the number one team in the state in Class C, Sus Valley.
We're going to break all that down when we come back here on the Butler Auto pregame show. A lot to talk about to update you on Sydney, as well as how maybe they could pull one off here against the number one team in the state. So for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Those chilly nights are here. Is your heating system ready to keep you and your family warm? You don't have to worry because Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is here for you. They have been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. They offer full residential and commercial services, and they have 24/7 emergency service to give you peace of mind for those late night problems. Have them check out your furnace or boiler today. Need a new system? No problem. They can install everything for you, and they offer service contracts. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating technicians are highly skilled, and their rates are very competitive. For friendly hometown service, call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville at 783-2289 or visit online at gilbertph.com. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating, quality without compromise.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and, of course, always on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And Tim, Sydney started off 4-0. Things going very, very well to start the season, but back-to-back losses, one to Windsor, which we knew was going to be a shootout, a one-point loss. I think the Warriors could live with that. But a loss last week to Whitney Point on the road shocked a lot of people, especially after Sydney got on the board early. They ran back the opening kickoff for a touchdown with Liam Matthews. From there, it just seemed like maybe the defense was a little bit asleep, and they lose to the Eagles, so they find themselves in a really tough hole right now. Maybe the playoffs could be out of reach. If they want to have any outside chance of making the playoffs, they'd have to upset Sus Valley tonight.
Yeah, they definitely would have to have a W tonight in order to have an outside chance, like Nate said, to making the playoffs. But you know what? You never know. You never know what can happen on any given night. You know, so we just hope for the best for the Warriors tonight and see what they can do against the number one team in the state in Class C.
When you look through the division here in Class C, Sus Valley currently 3-0, Windsor is 2-1, Whitney Point is 1-1, you have Sydney and Harpersville-Afton both at 0-2. So only two teams from this division are going to make the playoffs, and right now Sydney's currently in fourth place. Overall, Sus Valley is 6-0. Followed by Windsor at 5-1, and then you have Whitney Point at 4-2. You have Sydney at 4-2, Harpersville-Afton 2-4. But to get into the football playoffs, there's a lot of math that goes into it. You get points for playing different schools. I don't think that's going to help Sydney either, because they've played some D's on their schedule, and you don't always get a ton of points for playing a smaller school now that they are a C. So I think Sydney has a lot stacked against it, but we know the Warriors love the dramatic, and you never know, like you said, Tim.
Yeah, and it's senior night, so these kids are going to lay it all out on the line, obviously. You know, this is the last time they're going to play in front of their home crowd, and in the maroon and white, and well, as they come on the field, the gray and white tonight. So, but yeah, they're going to definitely leave everything out there and do their best against the number one team in the state in Class C.
And this is the defending state champions as well, we should say, in Class C in Sus Valley. Here's a stat for you, folks. They've scored 301 points this year. They've given up 27. Whereas if you look at Sydney, they've scored 242. They've given up 175. So the defense is going to have to be here for Sydney tonight, and the offense is going to have to find a way. I'm less concerned about the offense. Sydney always seems to find a way to put up points on the board, but can you really get into a shootout tonight with Sus Valley?
Yeah, no, the defense is definitely going to have to turn the ball over on downs a couple of times for them, you know, see how good that punter is from Sus Valley and get the ball back in their hands. But if they don't, it could end up being a shootout like you said, Nate, and I'll tell you what, then it all depends on, you know, is there a tip pass that turns it over? Is there a fumble or whatever, anything like that that can turn the momentum of the game?
One thing that, you know, I'm interested in seeing is just how these guys respond from losing two straight. Should be very interesting here tonight. We're going to pause for the anthem. When we come back, we'll finish that thought. Sydney and Sus Valley tonight here under the lights at Alumni Field at Sydney High School on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Sydney and Sus Valley tonight here under the lights at Sydney High School. It is high school football Friday Night Lights here on WCDO. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on Main Street in our WCDO studios. Tim, I don't want to seem like all doom and gloom here as we came into the Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney definitely has a chance in this game, and I think one thing that stuck out to me was Sydney and Windsor, tight game. Obviously, 26-25 was the final. Windsor came out on top. Windsor and Sus Valley at the half, it was 0-0 in that game. Windsor ends up losing 29-0 in that contest, but I think it shows that somebody that's a caliber of a Windsor or a Sydney can play with this team, Sus Valley. They just have to play a perfect game.
Well, it sounds to me like the brain trust for the Sus Valley team is really good at making adjustments during the halftime break, and then they come out and they put the metal to the pedal, you know, and pedal to the metal, I mean, and see what they can do, you know, as far as the defense goes. The Warriors are going to get tested on defense. We've talked about it a number of times. Sydney puts their defensive backs out on an island, and if they get caught or if they get turned in or they lose contain or whatever, it could be a long night down the sideline for the Warriors.
Some other games we'll be trying to keep an eye on for you tonight. Green is at Windsor. Bainbridge-Guilford is hosting Groton. Ithaca is at Oneonta. Lansing is at UV in a big eight-man matchup there tonight in New Berlin. Oxford in another eight-man game is at Notre Dame. And, of course, this one here, Sus Valley and Sydney. Tomorrow we'll be trying to keep you updated on Unitego and Delhi. That game's at DA. Walton's at Deposit Hancock. That game is in Deposit. And Whitney Point is at Harpersville Afton tomorrow. So that's a look at the local slate here of teams that we follow in our coverage area on WCDO. As Tim said, Sydney's in the gray uniforms tonight, the white pants, the gray Sydney helmet with the maroon S on the side. Sus Valley has the white tops, the navy blue pants with the kind of gold trim on the side. Their logo is the Sabres. That's on the side of their helmet, which is a navy blue helmet with a gold logo on the side. So we are set to go here between Sydney and SV. This is fun. We haven't seen some of these Class C opponents in a while since Sydney's been down in D, so always fun to see some new teams, especially a team of this caliber.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you get a chance to watch the defending state champion and the current number one team in the state, I mean, that's a great night on a Friday night.
So SV comes in at 6-0. Sydney is 4-2. Both teams have been having a great year. Both have a lot of weapons. Of course, Leah Matthews for Sydney is kind of the highlight there. And Logan Haskell, the quarterback, kind of does it all, offense, defense. He can run, he can pass, he can tackle. Interested to see him, and it looks like he's going to be doing the kicking off here tonight as well for Susquehanna Valley. So Sydney will receive. They'll be going left to right in this key Class C matchup. Sydney needs a win here tonight to keep their playoff hopes alive. The offense has been clicking the last couple of weeks. They just haven't been able to put it all together like they did during the first 4 weeks, as Sydney comes in with back-to-back losses to Windsor and to Whitney Point. Last week, of course, on the road at Whitney Point on Saturday. So we are getting all set for the kickoff here. And back deep will be Leah Matthews, I believe, and Peyton Mosier. Mosier had 4 touchdown catches against Whitney Point a week ago in a tremendous performance. Leah Matthews came up with 2 touchdowns, 1 receiving, and he ran back the opening kickoff, and let's see what he can do here, but we'll have a whistle before SV can even kick off. So getting things all set here once again. Live tonight on senior night. All these seniors were recognized before the game, and what a great senior class Sydney has here. They're going to miss a lot of those guys next year. And so the boot will go deep and out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. So Sydney going left to right, that's where they will start with senior QB Nick Gravel, who's having a heck of a year.
Yeah, he's done a really nice job all year long. And, we took a little sabbatical, Nate and I did. We haven't seen him in a little bit of time. So we don't know how he handled those losses and everything. So, you know, he was undefeated up until that point. And we'll see how he rebounds tonight.
I was still here for the Windsor game 2 weeks ago. And, he played well. He played very well. That game could have gone either way. Sydney had 2 touchdowns called back on the final drive with under 2 minutes to go, and he handled the pressure very well.
And then I also heard they dropped 2 extra point conversions.
Yeah, it was just all those little things added up in that Windsor game, and Sydney had a 2 touchdown lead, and Windsor, kudos to them, battled hard and came back to win. So the first play of the ball game is Sydney will start on their own 30-yard line, and they'll run it to the left side, good for 2 or 3 yards, and off the bottom of the pile comes Zach Harrington, who is having just a dream season here for the Warriors. He has been their workhorse in the backfield.
Yeah, a lot of fun to watch, folks. If you haven't seen this young man carry the ball for the Warriors, he's very, very exciting. He's very fast. He's got quick feet, but he's not afraid of contact. Matter of fact, he'll come to you and bring the contact to you if you're not ready.
So second down coming up here for Sydney, about a 2nd and 9, and they will go back to Harrington once again. He'll boot his way to the right side, and he is brought down there by Sus Valley. Bunch of tacklers, including a Mitchell Knapp, in there for the Sabres.
Sus Valley did a really nice job on defense right there, got rid of their blockers from the Warriors, and got to Zach just about as he hit the line of scrimmage, but he did manage to gain 1 yard. We'll bring up 3rd down and 8.
I'm interested to see what Coach Zern decides to do here tonight. Does he slow things down, try to eat some clock, or does Sydney just go with their normal attack? This will be interesting to see. 3rd and 8 now for Sydney. They are on their own 34-yard line. Here's the snap. Gravel's going to go to the air, looking left, steps up in the pocket, avoids the rush, but it's coming too fast. He'll maybe go forward for 2 yards, but he is brought down on the play by Brendan Hoffman for Sus Valley. 4th down coming for Sydney.
Gravel pressured, runs for about 1 yard. We'll bring up 4th down and 7 as the Warriors get ready to punt.
So Sydney will punt it away. Looked like they wanted to go to the air there on 3rd down, but the pressure was coming too fast. And this will be a 4th down and about 7 to go. So Leah Matthews will do the punting duties with 10:20 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Sus Valley. Matthews will look to punt it away. Gets a good boot on it. It's going to roll down to about the 35. Sus Valley touched it, and Sydney falls on it at the 35-yard line. And Sydney's going to have possession there. Went right through the hands of R.J. Glassman for Sus Valley on a cold night here. And a good job by Sydney to scoop it up.
When I first saw the ball in the air, I thought it was going to be way short of the young man, but he waited and waited, and then he came up on it at full speed and just dropped the ball, took his eyes off of it, dropped the ball. Sydney Warrior there to recover first and 10, second possession in the first quarter.
And that looked like Kyle Wheeler, the player who was able to fall on it. So if you were looking for an early gift, Sydney, you have it. So after the punt and the turnover by SV, Gravel is going to throw on first down, tries to go to the outside for Matthews, and he tried to dig it out of the dirt, but it was too low. So second and 10 coming. Now, Sydney is into SV territory, ball at about the 35-yard line.
Yep, real nice little play right there. Just a little sprint out to the left-hand side, and the throw was just a little bit underthrown and incomplete.
We didn't talk about that during our Butler Auto pregame show. It's a chilly night here. It'd be interesting to see how the hands hold up on both sides as guys try to hold on to that ball. Second down, Gravel rolls to his right, wants to throw on the run. He's got Matthews complete at the 20, cuts back 15-10. Matthews looking for the pylon, and he is in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown.
Liam Matthews on the left-hand side catches the ball at about the 20-yard line, does a couple of fancy moves, and makes a couple tacklers miss, and waltz into the end zone. 6 points for the Warriors.
So on that first drive, looks like they're going to have to punt it away. They do. SV can't hold on. Sydney gets it back. Two plays later, they go to Liam Matthews for a 35-yard touchdown from Nick Gravel. So there is the break that Sydney was looking for. So they take an early 6-0 lead with 9:54 to go. Here in the opening quarter on their home field, they're going to go for two. Here is Gravel barking out the signals. He's waiting for the snap as Sydney wants to go for the two-point conversion. They roll out left side. They go to Matthews, and that is good. High pointed the ball, went up and got it. And so Sydney has an 8-0 lead early in the first quarter on senior night with 9:54 to go in this first frame. It is Sydney 8, Sus Valley nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, I am Sheila Paul. I am the Republican candidate for the town clerk of Sydney. I want to let everyone know that on Sunday, October 20th, from noon to 3, I will be hosting a chicken barbecue at the American Legion Post 183, located on 22 Union Street in Sydney. We will have a great menu with each meal including a half a chicken and several side dishes, all for $10. The dining room will be available to eat in, and takeout will be available too. Several special guests will be attending. Senator Jim Seward and Supreme Court candidates Judge Chris Baker and Oliver Blaze. So please join me and learn why I'm the best choice to fill the Sydney Town Clerk position. You can learn more about me by following my Facebook page, Sheila for Sydney Town Clerk, or you can call me directly at 237-6394. Thank you, and I hope to see you all on the 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sheila Paul.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. On the ensuing kickoff, Sydney hit a little dribbler that went well over the 10 yards. I can't even say that it was really a onside kick, and they have recovered again at the 30-yard line. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're liking that number 30, that 30-yard line on for the Sabres right now. That's where the last possession started, and that's where they'll start the third possession of this first quarter.
9:53 to go first quarter. Sydney's up 8-0, and they have the ball inside Sus Valley territory once again, and Gravel is going to bark out some signals here to set it up. Coach Matthews was running up and down the sideline. He was fired up. And that was weird because it went through about four or five players and no one decided to touch it, and Sydney was able to get it back. Gravel steps up in the pocket, wants to throw. He's going for the end zone. He's got a receiver. Do we have a flag? Yes, we do. It's going to be pass interference, and this is going to put Sydney even closer to the end zone.
Yeah, totally pass interference. He was going for Liam in the corner, in the left-hand corner, and the defender did not play the ball at all. He just tackled Liam, so pass interference against the Sabres. We'll move the ball down the field, and the Warriors will have it first and 10.
We'll have to check and see who recovered that second kick. The first one, I believe, for Sydney was picked up by Kyle Wheeler. The second one was bizarre. I don't know if I've seen anything like that all season. Just kind of bounced through both teams, and Sydney was able to scoop it up. So they have recovered the ball twice, kicking off to Sus Valley. And they're looking to put some more points on the board. Here's the snap. Gravel rolls out to his left. He's got the pass complete to Cam Chabot. Chabot is at the 10, lowers his shoulder, gets down to about the 8-yard line. Good field position here for Sydney with 9:35 to go in the first quarter, and Sydney leads the number one team in the state, Sus Valley, 8-0.
Chabot on the flat pass out to the left-hand side. All the places where the run have been to the left-hand side, so beware out there on the right because I have a feeling that we'll be coming back that way here in a few minutes.
So Sydney now will have about a second down and 4 to go. Ball is inside the 10 to about the 6-yard line, and it's on the left hash. That's where Sydney is setting up. Gravel directing traffic. Here's the snap. He's going to hand off to Harrington. Hits the hole hard, but the Sabres defense is able to collapse down on him, and he'll maybe pick up about a yard on the play.
Yeah, and anything that they've done on the ground tonight, the Sabres are handling the line of scrimmage. They're really pushing back and getting penetration. They may not stop the play, but they're just definitely delaying it, and Zach isn't getting off to his head start like he usually does.
Big play coming here for Sydney. They're inside the 10, but this is about a third and four to go. They got to try to pump it inside here with Harrington, and again, nowhere to go. That Sabres D-line is right there, so a huge fourth down coming, and can Sus Valley bail themselves out of this trouble here, pinned deep against their own end zone, Tim?
Yeah, they've got a fourth and four here. I'm sure the Warriors are going to go for it, obviously, and they've got split wideouts to the right side.
8:20 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading 8-0. Here's a fourth down inside the 10-yard line. I think they're trying to get SV to jump off here. Gravel peeks over to the sideline. Play clock is at 15. Peeks at the wrist guard there to check out the play. A couple of guys moving here with the play clock at 10. I think they're really hoping the Sabres will jump. Play clock at 5. Now they'll do it. They'll look to run. No, they're going to pass to Chabot on the right side. He's brought down, but did he get the first down? He fumbled the ball as he came down. They said it was down by contact. And yes, he's going to just get enough for the first down here as he outstretched his arm.
Well, misdirection play action pass right there. Went to the left on a fake for for Harrington, and hit Chabot in the flat, and Chabot stretched his arm out to get the first down for the Warriors. It's spotted just inside the 5-yard line, first and goal to go.
Boy, and I think he just got it, too. That extra arm reach was good. So they're inside the 5 with a fresh set of downs. Boy, a lot of movement here. Gravel's going to go out to the left side, and we're going to go to the Wildcat here with Leah Matthews in the shotgun here at the quarterback position. Here's the snap. It's high. Matthews pitches it down to Chabot, but nicely read there by the Sabres defense as they bring him down. And on the play was Mitchell Enright with the tackle.
Sydney gets about two yards on the play. It was a little shovel pass to the running back there, and gets two, so it'll be second down and goal to go from about the 3.
I like it. They tried to pitch right to Chabot, maybe catch SV off guard. Didn't happen, though. Second down and about 2 to go here for Sydney as they try to get their second touchdown of the night. We're going to have a flag on the play. They hand off to Harrington, and let's see who the flag is on. False start against Sydney.
Yeah, false start against Sydney. There's points that were on the board and now are coming off the board, and the Warriors will have to do it from 5 yards deeper.
And so the last game that we saw Sydney here on WCDO was they were going into the same end zone late in that game against Windsor, and they put it in the end zone, and then out would come the hanky. So it's always tough when that happens as points come off the board there as Harrington scores, but it's called back for a false start. So this is going to bring up second down and about 6 to go, I would say. Tim, what do you think?
Yeah, I would say that's about right, Nate. Second and 6 yards to get to the end zone.
6:50 to go in the first quarter. SV hasn't had a play on offense yet, and Sydney leads 8-0. So here is Gravel. Leah Matthews slips at the line, but they go over to Mosier on the far side. Mosier dances back and forth, but the secondary for the Sabres closes down on him with R.J. Glassman, third down coming.
Real nice little play by Mosier right there out in the right or in the left-hand side flat, and gets about 2-3 yards, gets the ball to about the 4-yard line, and it'll bring up third down and goal to go.
Third and about 5. Sydney trying to punch this in with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 8. And Sus Valley, nothing. The number one team in the state, Sus Valley, at 6-0, and the defending state champions in Class C on the field here tonight at Alumni Field. Gravel on third down, rolls out, avoids some traffic, lets one go, and it is incomplete. He was going to the right corner of the end zone. Good coverage there by Adam Shrednicki as they were looking for Mosier.
Nice little play right there. The broken play, actually. The Sabres almost sacked Gravel in the backfield, but he was able to get away and get the throw off. It did fall incomplete, so fourth and goal to go.
6:10 to go, first quarter, Sydney leading 8-0, another fourth down, and again, they are inside the Sabres 5-yard line trying to punch it in. They were able to convert their last fourth down, but they really haven't picked up much yardage since then. They did punch it in once, but it was called back for a false start. Here is Gravel. He's back at the quarterback position, rolls to his right, wants to throw, lofts one up, passes through the hands there of his intended receiver, Peyton Mosier, so the Sabres hold strong on defense.
Yeah, real nice defensive series by the Sabres to keep the Warriors out of the end zone, so they'll take over first and 10 from their 5-yard line For their first possession of the first quarter with 6:05 to go.
Yeah, SV. So basically, folks, if you just tuned in, Sydney's kicked off twice, and Sus Valley hasn't been able to handle it either time, and they haven't had a play on offense because of it. Sydney scored on the first recovery. They come up just short here on the second one, and now we will see the Sabres offense for the first time tonight with 6 minutes to go, first quarter, and Sydney leading 8-0. Pinned up against their own end, they're going to hand off and a bounce out to the left side. Handoff goes to Logan Haskell, and he'll pick up about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, Logan Haskell off the left tackle and gap, and with a nice little lead blocker there, gets about 4 yards. We'll bring up second down and 6.
So again, the Sabres in the white tops, the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmet with the gold trim. Sydney tonight is in the home gray with the maroon trim and the white pants and the gray helmet as well. And so Haskell is in the backfield tonight. Again, we've said that, you know, he is a tremendous athlete, and you can see him line up all over the field. They're going to try to pitch it to him. No, they're going to hand it off to the far side for Anthony Dominguez. He's going to pick up a first down out to the 25, 30, 35 before being pushed out of bounds. First down and a lot more for the Sabres for Dominguez.
Dominguez with the counter action off to the right-hand side. Gets outside, breaks outside contain, and gets all the way up to about the 30-yard line, first and 10.
And so SV, their first chance on offense tonight. I'm sure they're hungry to put some points on the board here in the early going. Quarterbacking here to start the contest tonight is Dylan Gaska for SV with 5:15 to go first quarter. Sydney leading 8-0. He'll hand off to the junior running back Haskell, who gets into the flat on the right side. Good for a first down at the 45, and he's brought down there.
Good old-fashioned draw play right there, and good for a first down carry for about 11 yards. We'll bring up first and 10 at about the 41-yard line.
So what does the Sydney defense have up their sleeves tonight to try to shut down this offense that has put up over 300 points in 6 games so far to start the year? Waiting for the snap, here is Dylan Gaska. Again, the junior QB is going to hand off. They'll run to the far side with Mitchell Knapp. Knapp up to about the 45-yard line, and he's brought down there on first down.
First back through on the right-hand side between the guard and tackle gap, and gets about 2 yards. We'll bring up second down and 8. Ball is spotted just shy of the 44-yard line.
In our prep this week, I noticed that SV can have so many variety of options at quarterback, running back, wide receiver. They really like to spread it around, so they are definitely not just a one-trick pony. They're going to hand it off to Haskell to the left side. He's going with a stiff arm, but Sydney was right there, and we are going to have a flag as Haskell was brought down. I think it might have been a face mask or maybe a horse collar tackle here, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely had him by something that he probably shouldn't have. I'm not sure which one it was, but that was when they threw the flag. Personal foul, face mask against the Warriors.
Update from down the road in Bainbridge. At the end of the first quarter, Groton leads BG 6-0. So that's one of the games we'll try to keep you updated on here tonight from around our local coverage areas. We're starting to get into the later part of the regular season, and all these games are really starting to matter for playoff position.
That 15 yards will put the Sabres into the Sydney Warrior territory. The ball is spotted at the 44-yard line of Sydney.
4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sydney leads Sus Valley 8-0. Sus Valley going right to left. They're in Sydney territory at the 45. They'll look to roll out to the right side and throw. They have a receiver open. Good coverage. It was overthrown, and the contact looked like it was just on accident. They were looking for Pat Cooper, who's kind of their wide receiver tight end, and it was overthrown.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see number 13 as he rolled to the right-hand side. He had a lot of green grass in front of him. He probably could have run for a first down, but he decided to go to the air and threw it over the receiver incomplete.
Second down and 10 coming up here for the Sabres at the Sydney 44-yard line. Again, Nate Law and Tim Cutting with you tonight. Thanks for joining us on the radio or online at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. So under center is Dylan Gaska. He's got a man in motion from left to right. That's Dominguez. He'll pitch to Haskell. Haskell with a sweep to the right side to the 40, 35, and over to the 34 before he's brought down. I think it's good for another first down.
Yeah, nice little play. Sweep to the right-hand side with a lead blocker, and he's doing a great job staying with his box and then right at the last minute making his move. Good for first down yardage. The ball will be spotted at about the 33-yard line of the Warriors.
Haskell's listed on the roster here at 5'9", 166 pounds, so he's definitely not a big bruising force, but the stats he's put up have been very impressive here for the Sabres. And they'll try to run it up the middle here with Max Henry, it looks like. And Henry is stopped by that Sidney D line. I think Cam Chabot was in there first with Wyatt Kiff.
It definitely was Cam Chabot, and I'll tell you what, he ran into a wall when he got there. He was running pretty free and thought he was going to break it. And Cameron said, absolutely not, mister. You're stopping right here. 3 yard gain, second down and seven.
Cam was one of the seniors honored before the game, and you know, he's had a great career, and you wish him the best in his future endeavors as well. Excited to watch him the next couple of weeks of his senior season here. 2:35 to go, first quarter. Sidney leads 8-0, but the Sabres are driving. A pitch to the left side for Haskell. Haskell cuts it back, and he's brought down as he slides his way up to the 21. We will have a flag on the play.
I think we have holding against the Sabres for their first penalty of the night. We'll see what the referee said. That's what I'm going to call, Nate.
Officials getting together here at midfield, and it will be a hold against the Sabres. So, Tim, you're one for one tonight.
One for one. I'm done. I'm done. I'm not going to guess anymore.
So a nice run is negated here by that penalty. And this Sus Valley offense has been doing a good job of moving the ball down the field. Sidney trying everything they can here to stop them and keep this lead with 2.5 to go, first quarter.
One concern that I have right now for the Warriors defense is they're letting these guys get outside too far, and the outside contain is getting turned in, and they got to do something to make that adjustment so they don't get turned inside.
Going to be about a second down and 12 to go, and we have a false start here against Sus Valley. So the number one team in the state making some mistakes here on a cold night in Sidney so far. They've mishandled two kickoffs and a couple of penalties on this drive here.
Yep, they did, and that'll push them back to the 40-yard line of the Warriors. It'll bring up first and 16.
Boy, if you're a Sidney,
second and 16, sorry.
If you're a Sidney fan, you wanted to see them punch in that second touchdown and bolster this lead a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You want to definitely get a little bit of a start against the number one team in the state.
Minute 50 to go in the first quarter. They're going to hand off to Haskell. He's going to cut to the outside, back to the 20, up to about the 20-yard line here before he's brought down. He's going to pick up the first down. And another good run here by Logan Haskell.
Haskell for 17, only needed 16. First down for the Sabres, and the ball will be spotted down to about the 22-yard line of the Sidney Warriors.
And that's the thing, Tim. This team, SV, that is, makes some mistakes. They're going to make the plays to come back. So if you're Sidney, you have to try to make them pay at every chance you get.
And again, that play was outside, and that's the one thing we were just talking about. The ends for the Warriors are getting taken inside, and they're losing outside contain, and that's not a good thing.
Minute 10 to go, first quarter. Sidney leads 8-0. SV has a man in motion going from right to left. Is Hayden King. They're going to hand off to the left side, and Haskell will come up after a gain of about 5. He's inside the 15 to the 14.
Nice little play, the delayed action kind of draw to the left side between the tackle and the guard gap. And as Nate said, the young man gets 5 yards on first down. We'll bring up second down and 5.
45 seconds to go, first quarter. Clock is moving. SV taking their time here on a second down and about 2 to go. They're inside the Sidney red zone. Clock is ticking down to about 35 seconds left. Man in motion again from right to left. Little Walton-style handoff here to Haskell. So he'll go up the middle, and I think he's going to pick up the first down. Clock still at 25 seconds and moving. I say Walton handoff because they fake one way. It's going all around, and then somebody comes up with it.
Yeah, definitely. It looked like it was going to be a sweep fake, and then he hands it off on an inside handoff to the running back who got the first down. So it'll be first and goal to goal for the Sabres. The ball is spotted right at about the 10-yard line of the Sidney Warriors.
End of the first quarter as SV lets the clock run out. It's Sidney 8 and the Susquehanna Valley Sabres 0. Second quarter coming up. Sabres are on the drive. We'll be back on WCDO.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcomehome and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. As we start the second quarter, teams will switch ends of the field. Sydney leading Sus Valley 8-0. Just a quick out-of-town score update here. Unadilla Valley tonight is up 16-7 at the end of the first quarter. And can't remember who they're playing. Lansing. They have Lansing tonight in that eight-man game. Two very good Section 4 eight-man teams. So we'll keep an eye on that game as well. So Sus Valley now going left to right. And they have the ball. They are inside the Sydney red zone. Warriors with an 8-0 lead to start the second quarter. A great start to the game. Sydney scores some early points. Didn't come up with that second touchdown off the second turnover from SVE, but got to try to hold strong on defense here.
Yeah, they definitely do. And, I mean, they pinned them deep, and this offense for the Sabres is very, very talented, and they're 10 yards away from their first points of the game.
Here is SV. They're going to hand it off on a first down. They're going to rumble right up the middle and score on the first play of the second quarter with Logan Haskell. Just did it himself.
Yeah, nice little lead power right through the guard and tackle gap on the right-hand side. Lots of blockers. No play. Nobody even touched him until he got to about the two. Finished the last 2 yards with his legs. Touchdown, Sabres.
So it is Sydney 8 and Sus Valley 6 on the first play of the second quarter. And Sus Valley is going to go 4-2 to try to tie this ball game up. Under center here is the quarterback, Dylan Gaska. Has a man in motion. He'll hand it right back off to Haskell, though, who just plows his way into the end zone. And we have an 8-8 ball game to start the second quarter. And we will be right back against Sydney 8, Sus Valley 8. We have a good ball game here at the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. You can go back anytime. Just click on the game audio archive button, all courtesy of SFCU. It's a free download for any game we do here on WCDO. So it's 8-8 after the SV touchdown and the two-point conversion, all by Logan Haskell. So SV will kick off. Leah Matthews and Peyton Mosier standing to our right to start the second quarter. Sydney switching ends of the field. This will be a little squib kick right up the middle. SV trying to return the favor, but Sydney's going to fall on this one at the 30-yard line, and that's where they will take over.
Yeah, nice little play. They tried to do the pooch kick, and Sydney was up to the task, picked up the ball just at about the 31-yard line, where they'll start their first possession of the second quarter, first and 10.
So Sydney coming out, you have to feel good about that first quarter coming out 8-8. You did leave some points out there, but a good start against a very potent offense, but still a long three quarters to go here for the Warriors. 11:50 to go in the second quarter, live in Sydney tonight under the lights at Alumni Field on senior night. Sydney with the ball, two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right, two running backs in the backfield to the left side. They pitch to Harrington on that left side. He'll cut to the outside, a mound of Sabres there, and looks like maybe the ball came loose for a minute. Let's see.
Yeah, it looked like they're putting up the second down hand signal, so it is the Warriors' ball still. A little quick pitch out to the left-hand side. Harrington gets about 4 yards on the play. We'll bring up, or excuse me, 3 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and 7.
Harrington comes out, and Cameron Brandenburg goes in. I think Harrington might have just got a little stinger there on the arm. Sus Valley certainly coming after him strong tonight.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely bringing the whole team with them, too. They're loading the box, so if that will allow the Warriors to pass if they get time.
They'll go to Matthews' left side. The throw was low, and he tried to scoop it out of the dirt and couldn't do it. Good coverage there by Sus Valley. Dominguez would have been all over him.
Yeah, Dominguez was right there on number four, and Mr. Gravel just tried to get the ball out to him as quickly as he could, get the ball into his athlete's hands, and that was dropped.
Going to be a third down coming up, about a 3rd and 8 for Sydney, going right to left. We're tied 8-8 early in the second quarter with 11:15 to go. Waiting for the snap. Here is Gravel, drops back, Rush is coming. He gets it off in time, goes to Mosier, passes complete. But a 180 spin, but he's going to come up short of the first down by about 2 yards out at the 39.
Yep, just short of the first down yardage markers. Nice little play, little button hook kind of pattern for Mosier. And the ball is right on the number and brings up fourth and two for the Warriors.
So we'll see what Sydney decides to do. Looks like they will probably punt this one away, just not close enough to midfield. You can't give up this field position here if you came up short, so Sydney will punt it away.
You're playing the number one team in the state. You don't want to give them a short field. Mm-hmm. You want to flip the field as much as you can. However, you know, you've got a young man back there, number six for the Sabres, who's very, very talented return man.
Matthews with a great punt into the night sky. This one will hit it about the 30, out to the 25, and rolls out of bounds, so no chance of a return. And that's where the Sabres offense will go back to work at about their own 27-yard line going left to right.
And that's how you take care of a good return man, is you just don't kick it to him. And that's exactly what Liam did on that play. No return, and the Sabres will start at about the 26-yard line.
10:23 to go, second quarter. We're tied 8-8, a cold and chilly night here in Sydney. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting back together after a two-week hiatus. Boy, that was strange. We've never done that before.
I went south, and you went to Chicago.
I did. So don't worry, football fans. We won't leave you again here. As Sus Valley wants to throw, they go to the outside. Pass was too tall there for Hayden King, and second down coming.
King was open, too. It was probably a good thing the ball was for the Warriors. It was a good thing that the ball was a little overthrown. Second down and 10.
And we'll talk more about our travels, I'm sure, at our halftime break brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. We'll get you some out-of-town scores. Interesting to see UV. We might go up there next Friday for another eight-man game. They're having a heck of a season at the eight-man level, and they have a big one with Lansing tonight, currently ahead 16-7, so good job by the Storm. Sus Valley's going to hand off here to Haskell. He's into the open on the left side, dashing across the 50. He's already at the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Sus Valley touchdown. He outruns everybody down the left side and in for a Sabres TD, about 60 to 65 yards there.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. The same thing they've been running on the left-hand side with a lead blocker into the hole, and he just bounced it to the outside, and there was no Warriors near him, so touchdown for the Sabres.
Boy, a lot of speed, too, there for Haskell. And just like you said earlier, Tim, if he gets to the edge, Sydney hasn't had an answer so far. And so that will give the Sabres their first lead of the game, 14-8, with 10:05 to go in the second quarter. And they will go for two once again. They'll go right back to Haskell, zips in and gets in standing up. And so the two-point conversion is good, and Sus Valley takes a 16-8 lead over Sydney. 10:05 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Sus Valley leading Sydney 16-8. 9:45 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. The kickoff went to Peyton Mosier, good for about a 2 to 3 yard return. Sydney will go right to left, starting at their own 25. And big drive here for Sydney, Tim. They got to try to stay in this ball game.
Yeah, definitely. They haven't had any real success on offense lately, so they really do need a good drive here.
Gravel will roll out, wants to throw, and he has Peyton Mosier ripped down at about the 30, and about a 4 yard pickup here, And on the tackle was R.J. Glassman.
Mosier with a little 5 yard out, and good for the completion. Gets about 5 yards, according to the marker. Second down and 5.
So Sydney moves it up to about the 29-yard line. SV's showing rush. Once again, they're going to change the play right at the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And Gravel has Chabot to his left hip, and he has Harrington on the right hip. Play clock is at 10. Gravel in the shotgun. Changes the play. Snap is high. He's able to hold it down, avoids the rush, steps out of it, wants to throw, and he's got a receiver at midfield. It's Matthews is good right on the Sydney S. And Sabres are trying to say that that was incomplete, but the official said it was caught. Good for a first down for Sydney.
Yeah, real nice play by Liam. He just boxed his man out, went up, and high-pointed the ball, and the ball is spotted just shy of the 50-yard line. First and 10 for the Warriors.
8.5 to go in this second quarter. SV 16 and Sydney 8. Ball is at midfield. Sydney trying to put some points on the board here in the second quarter. They led 8-0, but it's been back-to-back touchdowns here for the Sabres. The rollout pass is through the hands of Mosier. Would have been good for a first down at the 40, and he just couldn't hold on.
Yeah, pass was right to Mosier, just about 2 yards past the stick, so it would have been a first down, as Nate said, but falls incomplete. Second down and 10.
Second down coming up here for the Sydney Warriors with 8:15 to go in the second quarter. Big drive as Sydney is at midfield, and you can see they're trying to get Mosier, trying to get Matthews involved as much as possible. Those two are lined up to the right side. Gravel, again, with Harrington on his left hip. He'll hand off to Harrington, who sweeps back to the right. Now cuts back left over the Sydney S. Really just cannot get through that line like we've seen him do all year.
Yeah, I think that we talked about it in the break there, Nate. The defensive and offensive lines for the Sabres are really doing a fantastic job on both sides of the ball. Sydney's not getting a push like we're normally used to. The ball is at the 50-yard line, 3rd and 9.
Clock moving down to 7:50 to go in the first half. Harrington, who was to the right hip there of Gravel, goes out to the left side. He's going to get a pass, which is good for a first down as he rumbles his way up across the 40 to the 39. Love that play call.
Yeah, something we haven't seen all year long right there. Put the back out into the wide receiver slot and threw him the ball and got him the ball in space, and he did a nice job, got the first down.
If you can get Harrington in space, as it looks like Sus Valley calls a timeout, we'll keep it right here. That's where he is so lethal, and they just haven't had it tonight trying to run against the line, but that's a great way to get him the ball.
Yeah, they've been trying to run in between the tackles a lot. They haven't really tried to kick it outside too much, and when they've done the inside running, they're really not finding any joy. If they go outside like they did right there with the quick pass out to him and get him the ball and there's nobody on him, then he gets that head of steam and he's a real tough tackle from there.
Just a reminder, folks, that tomorrow is Soccer Saturday. If you're interested, the three local leagues that we mainly cover, the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League, are all having their championship games for boys and girls at the Soccer Hall of Fame fields, Wright National Soccer Campus in Oneonta. Starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow is the MAC Girls Soccer Championship. So I'll be there. You can go to WCDOsports.com. I'll be posting score updates all day on the website, on Twitter. So if you need any updates tomorrow, that's where you can find them, starting at 10 a.m. And we have a lot of special sponsors that we'll be thanking throughout the day for that.
Just one word of advice. Dress warm.
Yeah, it's going to be, I hope the sun's out at least. But you know what? Last year for Soccer Saturday, it was about 39 and raining.
Okay.
So as long as if I can stay dry tomorrow,
there you go.
I'd be happy. But yeah, it's always a cold one, but it doesn't get any better as they get through sectionals and into states. So out of the timeout, this is going to be a first down and 10 to go for Sydney. Gravel chased out of the pocket and ripped down, loss of about 5, maybe 6 yards. Crashing through there was Mitchell Knapp for the Sabres.
Yeah, real nice play right there. They sent an extra rusher, and Gravel wasn't ready for it, and he did get sacked, and he's back to about the 49 of the Sabres.
This rush has been relentless for the Sabres tonight. They bring it all the time. Gravel's done a good job of stepping out of it a lot, but, I mean, they're in his face constantly.
Yeah, he's definitely seeing a lot more pressure than I think he's seen all year, and it's quick. It's not like he has a lot of time to think about it either, you know, but he's done a pretty good job so far. That play, not so good.
So this is going to bring up second down and about 20 to go. Matthews is going to get a little pitch here, runs to the outside on a sweep, Picks up 5, maybe 6 yards, brought out of bounds at about the 44. So this is going to be third down and about 14 to go for Sydney. They're inside SV territory. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. SV leads Sydney 16-8.
Yeah, nice little quick little pitch right there. I haven't seen that play all year long either. A little jet sweep action from the Warriors, and good for positive yards. Not enough for the first down, obviously, third and 14.
So a third down coming, waiting for the snap. Gravel looks over to the sideline now with the play clock at 15. Looks like he might change the play with Coach Zern here. Chabot looks a little confused on what they're going with here. I don't think he heard it. Play clock's at 5. Are they going to get it off in time? Yes, they will. Gravel drops back, wants to look. He's going to the left side, and it is in between the two intended receivers. I don't know who it was going to go to. It was either going to go to Liam Matthews, or the other wide receiver was Skyler Rao. Either way, fourth down coming.
Yeah, ball falls short in between the two receivers, incomplete. So now we have fourth down, and we'll see if the Warriors are going to punt it away and try to pin him deep, or if they're going to take a chance and go for it on fourth and 14.
Gravel has come to the sideline here, so it looks like Matthews is going to punt it away. And you know, normally Sydney's pretty opportunistic with these type of things, but tonight it looks like they just want to play the smart game of field position. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Matthews will look to punt it away here. Another good booming punt here by Matthews. It's going to go down to the 10-yard line. SV will lose the ball for a second and then pick it back up. They'll work their way out to about the 19-yard line, but, boy, the Sabres have struggled on handling the ball on special teams tonight.
Yeah, that's two times that the ball was punted to the young man, and he's dropped the ball. And that time he did get it back and then was able to get about 5-6 yards. So the ball will be spotted at about the 20-yard line of SV with 6:33 to go.
Injured player on the far side for the Sabres in Brendan Hoffman. We're going to step away for 30 seconds here with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Sus Valley 16 and Sydney 8. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
6.5 to go in the second quarter. Injured player for SV appears to be okay. Glad to see that for Brendan Hoffman. And so it's Sus Valley 16 and Sydney 8. Sus Valley, after the punt, will take over going left to right. They're going to hand off to Haskell left side. Sydney defense trying to collapse on him, and they finally contain him on the edge, maybe a gain of 2 on the play.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing right there, saying that they only got 2 yards right there, because they have been getting a lot bigger push and getting yards and chunks. But we'll take 2 yards on first down, second and 8.
So the ball is out to about the 22-yard line. Clock is moving down to about 6 minutes to go before the halftime break. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime show, so make sure you stay tuned. Second and 8 here for SV as they go left to right. They're in the white tops with the navy blue pants, rolling out. They want to throw on the run. They have a receiver, but it's picked off by Mosier at the 45. Mosier still on his feet, and now they'll call the play dead as Mosier picks off the intended pass. They were looking for Mitchell Enright.
Yeah, the wide receiver was wide open, and I think Mosier was baiting the quarterback because he was right just sitting there waiting and waiting, and as soon as that ball was in the air, he made his move, cut underneath the receiver, high-pointed the ball, interception.
Great play there by Peyton Mosier, and Sydney, once again, pretty much picking up where they just left off on that punt, so they get it back at the 45. So that's 3 turnovers, I would say, technically, by SV here in the first half. Gravel will hand it off, and they try to go to Harrington. Nothing doing. The line just busting through there, led by number 56, Brian Titus, with a big push.
Yeah, they're definitely getting a lot of penetration on the Warriors' offensive line right now. And, again, like I said, all the time, it doesn't mean you make the tackle, but that time the young man made the tackle from the Sabres for a loss of 1, second down and 11.
Just so impressive. They're in your face. Like you said, even if they're not making the tackle, they're jumbling it up. There's pressure that's not clean, in the backfield. And Sydney is pretty used to opening up some big holes. Here's Gravel on 2nd and 11, wants to throw, goes far side for Mosier. He's immediately taken down by two Sabres. Good for maybe 3 yards on the play. Heck of a tackle there by Adam Shrednicki.
Yeah, a little quick curl route for Mosier. Gets about 3 yards. As Nate says, we'll bring up our third down and 8.
A big third coming for the Warriors. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Sus Valley 16 and Sydney 8. So the Warriors are hanging around, trying to put some points on the board and get this game a little bit closer before the halftime break. Matthews is split out to the left side. Mosier to the right. Chabot is in the backfield. Sydney wants the throw. Again, Gravel is flushed out of the pocket. We have a flag. Pass is incomplete. Knocked out by Mitchell Knapp of SV.
Looking like it's going to be holding against the Sydney Warriors in the backfield. So this play will get make it third down and long.
And you almost can't blame the line. It's coming so fast. They're doing anything they can to try to protect Nick Gravel. And when you're rolling the dice like that, once in a while you're going to grab onto somebody when you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, and it happens a lot, especially when the quarterback starts running for his life because, you know, he's got to make a decision. And actually, Sabres made a decision to decline the holding. It's 4th and 9, and the Warriors are punting.
So Matthews is going to punt pretty much from the same spot that he did just a couple of minutes ago to give the ball right back to SV. So the interception by Peyton Mosier comes up empty, and Sydney will punt it away. This one will take a bounce to the 20-yard line and out of bounds. That's where the Sabres will take over with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. It's the Sabres of Sus Valley 16, the Warriors of Sydney 8. And now the defense has to answer here.
Back-to-back punts from about the same spot, starting at the same spot for the Sabres.
Yeah.
They both were right at about 20.
Talk about the field position game.
Yep, there
we're
you
seeing
go.
It for sure.
We're definitely seeing it, that's for sure.
Again, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com as well. We know that our web stream is well used on Friday nights here by a lot of you football fans, so glad to have you along. And Sus Valley with the ball here once again. They're going to go a direct snap here to Haskell. He's going to roll out, fakes the throw, and now we'll just have to dive for the sideline and get out of bounds. Maybe a gain of about 2 on the play. This is what we talked about with Haskell earlier. He's been running in the backfield. Now he goes in a quarterback and takes off.
Yeah, they did like a little wildcat look right there with the young man, and he kept the ball right where he could get rid of it if he needed to, but he ended up just following his blockers and got about 7 yards on the play. We'll bring up 2nd down and 3.
And so the Sabres late here in the second quarter with a 8-point lead, 16-8, going left to right. They're deep in their own end, looking to work it out. Now they'll hand off here. This will be Haskell giving it to Mitchell Knapp up the middle. Going to be just a little bit short of a first down, or will they give him? Yes, first down. Move the chains.
Good for first down yardage on the carry to the right side, outside the tackle end gap. And nice little play by the defensive end on that side for the Warriors. He actually turned the ball back into the linebackers, but they weren't there. So he did his job. He did not let him get outside.
Ball at the 30-yard line now. Clock is down to 3:45 to go, second quarter. They'll hand off again, trying to run up the middle, but this time the Sydney D-line is doing a good job. Brandon Berg came up from his safety position and helped make a tackle for Sydney.
Yeah, they're all stepping up to the ball and helping out that offensive line that's been struggling a little bit, or defensive line that's been struggling a little bit. Good for 4 yards on the carry, 2nd down and 6.
Ian Fogarty was in there as well on the tackle. So this line doing everything they can. I think if you're Sydney right now, you just got to try to keep SV off the board. If you go in down 16-8 at the half, hey, that's all right. Clock still moving. 3 minutes to go. Second quarter, waiting for the snap. It's going to be a direct snap here to Haskell. Takes off left side. First down and more across the 43 out to the 45 before he's pushed out of bounds and cannot let him get free on the outside.
No, he's got a lead blocker. It's just like a quarterback sweep kind of thing. He gets the ball and he just takes off to the left-hand side, but he's got that back over there on that left-hand side that's leading him around the end. And good for first down carry. And a ball is spotted at the 45-yard line of the Sabres.
So the number one team in the state, Sus Valley, in New York State Class C, and the defending Class C champions went undefeated a year ago with a 16-8 lead over Sydney here tonight under the lights at Alumni Field in Sydney as the Warriors moving from Class D back up to Class C this year. Here's Haskell on first down. Rolls to the outside. Now a little option pitch out to the 50 for Mitchell Knapp. And a lot of running, only comes up with about 3 yards.
Yeah, that was an interesting little play. We haven't seen the option look, but that was well executed by Haskell. He took it all the way across the line of scrimmage before he made his pitch and got 3 yards, second down and 7.
Halftime update from down in Bainbridge. Groton leads BG 18-0. So the Bobcats still looking for their first win of the fall season. And trailing at home tonight to Groton 18-0. I will say, BG's had one heck of a murderous schedule. They've played pretty much every good team in the entire area. It's been a tough one. Here on second down and about 6 to go, Haskell cuts to the left side, diving forward through the pile, picks up about 5. Third and short coming up. They're inside Sidney territory. Haskell on the run.
Yeah, as Haskell crosses the 50-yard line, the ball will be spotted at about the 47 of the Warriors. It'll bring up 3rd down and 3.
Clock is moving down to a minute 55 to go. Sidney painfully looking up as those seconds tick off here. They want to get into the dressing room and keep this a 16-8 ball game. And the Sabres probably doing everything they can to work this clock as much as they can. So now Dylan Gaska is back in a QB. He's going to hand off to Haskell. Haskell hits the pile, moves it forward across the 45. Looks like a little scrum for the ball here. That will stop the clock with a minute 28 to go, second quarter.
Yeah, I think they got the first down yardage, so the ball will be spotted, just as Nate said, just across the 45 at about the 44.5.
SV's looking to move. Clock starts. They line up, and this will be Gaska again under center. He'll hand off to Haskell. Gets to the outside, cuts across the 40 to the 35, still on his feet to the 30. Everybody trying to gang tackle him here. It's Harrington, it's Kiff, they're all in there. They finally bring him down at 28.
And they're all, and the ones that are already there are trying to get the ball out of his hands. And I'll tell you what, that you're got a tough task right there, because that young man knows how to secure the football.
1 minute to go. Clock is still moving. SV leads 16-8. They're going to pitch it to the outside for Haskell. He's at the 25, cuts back to the 20. Haskell still on his feet to the 10, to the 5, and that's an SV touchdown.
Touchdown for SV on a little sweep to the left-hand side to Mr. Haskell, who takes it the whole distance from about the 30-yard line. So 30-yard scamper and score.
That is his third touchdown of the night and his third touchdown of the second quarter, as Sidney led 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. And now SV leads 22-8 with 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. And they're going to go for two. And would have been great for the Warriors, if you're a Sidney fan, to try to get into the halftime break only down by a score. But boy, Haskell, he gets the ball, he gets to the edge, very hard to bring down.
Yeah, and it's frustrating, because giving up those points at the end of the second half, or at the end of the half, knowing the Sabres get the ball in the second half.
Two-point conversion is good, as a new running back is in, Mason McCormick, and he's able to put it home. So we'll take a 30-second break. SV pumps in the two-point conversion. They lead Sidney 24-8 with 48 seconds to go before the half on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So the Sabres, after scoring their third touchdown of the second quarter, now lead Sidney 24-8 with 48 seconds to go before the halftime break. Three TDs from Logan Haskell so far here tonight for Susquehanna Valley, the number one team in the state in Class C, according to this week's rankings. And you can see why, that's for sure, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely have a prolific offense. They're really just running the ball primarily. Might be, I'm going to say, 85-15% as far as pass and running and throwing.
Here's a squib kick up the middle, fielded by Sidney at the 30-yard line. They'll down it there. And so we'll see what the Sidney offense can do with 45 seconds to go before the halftime break. Make sure you join us. We'll get you some out-of-town scores, that Bainbridge contest, as well as some eight-man contest. Oxford is playing tonight. UV's playing tonight. going to try to get you a Green and Windsor update as well, as that's a big game for sure between a Class C and a Class D local squad. So 45 seconds to go, and here is Gravel. They got three wide receivers split out to the left side. They're going to throw, and the pass is complete. Out of bounds. Let's see who the receiver was. Coming up off the bottom of the pile was Skyler Rao.
Skyler Rao was a little out to the left-hand side, and Gravel with a nicely thrown ball. Good for about 4 yards, second down and six.
Clock is moving, so we come up on 35 seconds to go. Second quarter. It's going to be a second and about seven to go. Gravel steps up in the pocket, has nowhere to go, and he's ripped out. A sack here by Sus Valley. That was Mitchell Enright coming in and bringing him down. And just everywhere he turned, nowhere to go. And now a timeout taken by SV.
Yeah, they got the sack, so they're going to take the timeout and try to save some, possibly get the ball back themselves and maybe have a Hail Mary.
22 seconds to go before the halftime break. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on Main Street in our CDO studios. Glad to have Jim along. It's, boy, Sydney and SV, one we've been circling on the calendar since the calendar came out. Knew it was going to be a good game. Thought maybe it was going to be a little different. Maybe these two teams would come in undefeated and it was going to be a huge matchup in the division and a possible playoff matchup later on down the road. But Sydney, with two straight losses the last 2 weeks, after opening up 4-0, they lost to Windsor by a point, and then a tough one to Whitney Point on the road last Saturday. So Warriors trying to bounce back here.
Yeah, and it's a tough bounce back. Like we said, you know, number one team in the state, and here you go. You got to win this game in order to stop a losing streak. So we'll see if the Warriors are up to some adjustments at the halftime, and hopefully they can slow down this running game for the Sabres.
22 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sydney trailing the number one team in the state, Sus Valley, 24-8. Out of the timeout, Gravel here on third down and long. Steps up and throws. He's got a man over the middle. What a catch there by Liam Matthews. Should be good for the first down. It is. Went up and got it.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Liam Matthews went all the way up in the air to go get that ball. Just caught it past the yard stick. So it'll be first down and 10 at about the 43-yard line.
Timeout taken here by Sydney with 11 seconds to go. They're going to have the ball on their own 42-yard line. I guess really all you can do is toss one up here, Tim, and maybe let Peyton Mosier or Liam Matthews, of course, go get it.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely know that Gravel's got the arm. It's just, can the line provide the time that he needs to throw it down the field and the receivers get down the field that far? Everything that's been working has been short, like 5-10-yard type throws, and they've been getting their hands on it right away and then getting the yards after the catch. So we'll see what happens on this play. Definitely 15 seconds left. They put a little bit more time back on. So we'll see what happens here on this first down.
And Matthews just makes those catches look so easy. Folks, if you're maybe at home or you're driving around in the car, you say, I've always wanted to go see him play. You got a couple weeks left. Make sure you go do it, because it's a lot of fun to watch him go up and get a ball like that. I'll miss it next year for sure. 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's Gravel, drops back. He's looking to the left side, and the pass was thrown out of bounds. No chance for either team to get it. 10 seconds left now.
Back shoulder fade to Matthews, falls incomplete on the left-hand side, second down and 10.
So Sydney trailing 24-8. They started with an 8-0 lead, almost made it a two-touchdown game, as SV bobbled both of the kickoffs to start this contest. They didn't get the ball on offense until 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. And so Sydney was able to get off to a fast start, but it was 3 touchdowns so far in the second quarter to put SV ahead by 2 TDs. So 10 seconds to go. Gravel is going to step up in the pocket, avoids the rush. He's trying to get one off, and he does. Pass is complete to Matthews at the 40, down to the 35. 2 seconds left. Clock will stop with 1.6. And so Sydney's going to have one last chance to toss it up towards the end zone. Another good catch by Matthews in the middle of the field.
Yeah, Gravel actually escaped the rush on his own there and bought himself some time and made a nice throw to Matthews. Good for the first down yardage. Now the ball is inside the 35-yard line of the Sabres, where the Warriors will have the last play of the half, I'm sure. 1.6 seconds left.
So Sydney trying to get some points on the board here in the last 2 seconds, really, of the second quarter. and they're going to have a chance to just loft it up. But you know the coverage is going to be heavy on Liam Matthews. We'll see if maybe somebody else can break open, like a Peyton Mosier or Skylar Rao or somebody else that could come up with a huge catch here.
So you're the Sabres, and you have this situation. You have Liam Matthews, you have Mosier, you have Rao, you have Harrington, all those weapons from the Warriors, and then you have Chabot in the backfield helping block up. Who are you going to double-team?
I think I can't let Liam Matthews beat me. I have to double-team him. I got to pay as much attention to him as I can and dare somebody else to beat me.
I believe you got that right, Nate.
Gravel's going to drop back. He's going to throw. He gets hammered as he lets it go. The pass is complete to Mosier, but he only gets it at the 20-yard line. So a nice last drive here by Sydney, but they just run out of time. And our halftime score is Sus Valley 24 and Sydney 8. Tim and I will break it all down during our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, the halftime score, SV 24 and Sydney 8. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling.